A poppin'. The crew have found themselves somewhat ingratiated with a group of has-been clone troopers they found in Blackwind Crater. Although Ghost was dismayed that the group does odd jobs for the Redarian chain, the crew has agreed to help the geriatric soldiers with their Talio problem in the hopes that they have some plot-important information. Let's hope it doesn't lead to another dead-end retention pond. All right. Questions before we get started about where we left off last week.
You're gonna kill a bunch of monkeys.
Yes, you did agree to kill some monkeys for the clones.
This is the new high point in my career.
Hunting monkeys
for some geriatric clones.
Excuse me.
All right. Let's roll for Destiny. Hey, it looks almost balanced. It's a perfect balance. Has that ever happened?
Not frequently.
Oh, that's not where I wanted to take us. Look away.
You don't want to be in the Talios test?
Look away! All right.
Oh, did they ever heal us?
So at the very end of the episode, Sarn, you were going on and on, and yes, they stabbed you with a stim pack that put you out.
You say something?
So you are unconscious.
But I did get healed.
You took... yeah. So where are you at now? I don't remember if we...
apparently zero.
Okay, so yes, you were healed.
Okay. And we can be hero
just for today. All right. I
get the mood going.
Yes. Okay, I think at the end, the clone said that they were going to wait till dusk to go after these monkeys.
Is that a picture of Clone Trooper 99?
It's not supposed to be any clone in particular. I did take them from the internet, and I did not know who they were.
Oh, okay.
So... they're not intentionally supposed to be other characters.
I know, but...
I do not know. I did not recognize.
I'm just wondering if you knew if the picture was him.
I did not. I did not recognize that.
No, because 99 dies.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it by now. That is not true for that in that case.
There's like 100 episodes.
Exactly. I mean, you know, there's other... you can make that argument for Darth Vader, but...
but?
Okay.
Okay. Well, yes. I'll give you a couple minutes to yourselves until it's probably around dusk. Then we'll head off for the Talio's nest.
All right, guys. Are you ready to get down to some monkey business? Seriously, this is monkey business. We're making money off of this by killing monkeys. I cannot believe this is happening.
Are we making money?
Are we making money?
No, I did not say I would pay you. You agreed to help us with our monkey problem, and then we were going to help you with your butt radar problem.
I thought it was like a quid pro quo kind of thing.
I don't speak that language. but I meant it like more scratch my back, then I'll scratch your back, you know.
Mm. What about a tip? I mean, we're just poor, broke, orphaned crew of miscreants that could use any kind of money if you have it.
Yeah, so could we.
All right, fuck you. Let's go.
What, like in a wrestling contest?
No. I'm ready to kill some monkeys.
Okay.
I'm ready for this. I have been preparing for this in many ways for most of my life. You know, Donkey really? Kong, King Kong, really all the Kongs have been preparing me for this.
I have fought one of these monkeys, and although I don't remember much of it, I seem to have gotten the best of it. Or Sarge Blaster did.
It was all over you. That was a fight I was really happy to see.
So, we know that there is a nest up above, some, or not up above, around some ways, and these damn monkeys, they keep eating our food, they throw coconuts at us, they're a real problem, and we need to get rid of them. All our previous attempts have failed, and we think perhaps if we put our heads together, we could come up with a plan to take them down. They live in trees. That's what we know so far.
Hey, Ghost, doesn't your people live in trees?
Yes.
Can you give us some perspective here?
We are not monkeys.
Okay. Right. Yes. I like where your head is at right now. Not a monkey.
The trees we live in are very different from these. They are massive. One can support an entire village.
Interesting. I was hoping you'd have more useful information.
I mean, they don't look anything like Kashyyyk, right?
No. I don't know. They are in trees. Well, I probably have been there. I don't remember it.
All you guys go to the general. Out of character, go to the general. There's a picture of a Kashyyyk tree village. They're like massive.
Oh. Well, yes. Okay. They're green. The big.
Yeah. Clone Trooper, I think you would do well to remember that I don't like you.
That's right. You did agree not to rip my arms off. I would like to remind you of that.
I can rescind that agreement at any time.
Yeah, I think he should rip his arms off. That was one of the other clone troopers did pipe in and say, "Well, I think it'd be easier to handle if you didn't have any arms." Shut up over there.
Is Sarn still passed out?
Yeah, Sarn is passed out, which is quite nice.
Been quiet.
This is not lively enough. I walk over. How is Sarn being? Are we moving? I don't even know what's going on right now. I thought, are we like moving towards the monkey's home, or are we just still?
No,
we're just hanging out in camp.
Yeah, we're just hanging out in camp for right now. You're waiting for the sun to get into the right to the golden hour for monkey.
I go over to Sarn and start lightly slapping him on the face.
Don't you gender him.
Can't hear that.
Oh, that's right.
Them. I start lightly slapping them on the face.
Sarn, wake up.
Alright.
Wake up, Sarn.
Sarn groggily opens Sarn's eyes.
So cumbersome.
So what do you want?
Wake up, buddy.
Just having a nice healing nap.
Well, now we're having a nice monkey killing.
Ooh, monkey killing. Let's go.
I told you.
Oh, does anybody else need healing?
Yeah, I do.
Come over by Dr. Oak. I will give you a bit of healing.
Thank you. So what does he give me, a stem pack?
How can you quantify healing?
With
a bit of healing. I'll take three things of healing.
So three bits, please.
He injects you with the stim pack, and then you pass out.
What kind of stim packs are those, Doc?
You guys are, how do you say it, a bit like babies. You pass out just from stim packs. I mean, these are pretty bitchin' stim packs, but, you know, we don't usually, I mean, we get a little, like, mellow, but we don't pass out.
Hey, okay, you told me to pass out. I passed out. Don't take it in.
Whoa, you're back awake.
How long is he going to be passed out for?
Until Ghost probably slaps him, or the Wookiee. I mean, he slapped you and you awakened.
That's true. All right, so what are we doing? You, Ghost, just leave him for now, please.
So, we're going monkey hunting, or Talio hunting. Talo. I'm not really sure how to pronounce it.
Oh, wait, like we're going hunting for primates?
Yes, like that, I imagine. They're in trees, but they have a sort of fort thing, like, constructed, and we can't get a good shot. So we're going to have to be creative to get them out of the trees, kill the king, the alpha.
And, there's a king monkey?
Well, I don't know if he's
quite royal. They're organized like Rodian dogs, huh? With alphas and packs.
Oh, so you know a bit about this.
I know certainly about the concept of an alpha in a pack animal.
Great.
Ghost, if I give you a sonic grenade, can you climb up the tree and throw it?
You have grenades?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You don't? Aren't you clone troopers?
Not currently.
What did you do with them?
We exploded them previously.
On the monkeys?
On stuff.
What effect?
Did you throw them in the water to fish?
Yes. And you know what? We ate good that day.
That one day you used all of your grenades?
We ate so many fish.
Well, all right then.
Yep. Okay.
So anyway, if I give you a grenade, Ghost,
yes,
can you climb the tree up to their fort and toss it in to knock them out, like get them out of the...
It would probably just destroy the fort. I can't imagine monkeys built anything that can withstand the detonation of a grenade.
I'm fine with that, too.
They've lived here for thousands of years.
Well, they're definitely grenade-proof.
Did they go to engineering school?
Yes. I mean...
The good old monkey engineering tech?
Right.
What, did they go to tech or the university?
It's about 50-50 from what we can tell from our studies.
Yes. The only problem is, judging by the height of these trees, I won't be able to climb by the time grenade timer goes off. And also, I will need both my hands to climb, so I will not be able to prime the grenade. However, I might be able to climb up, you prime the grenade, throw it to me, and I alley-oop it into the fort.
You know, that sounds like a good plan, except for I know how my rolls are, and explode on you.
What's a roll?
Of luck.
What's luck?
Mostly bad.
Oh, I see. Well, I think that would be the only way we could attempt such a maneuver. If you have a different idea, that would be fine.
I like the idea of getting to smoke them all somehow. These trees are awfully big. I don't know if we can take them down with just one grenade. I think the alley-oop idea would require some rolls. which...
What's a roll?
It's like a luck.
First of all, outside of character, I understand it's going to take some rolls. Of course it's going to take some rolls.
Well, tossing everything grenades. Is going to take rolls.
Right, obviously. That doesn't need to be stated.
No, I think it needs to be stated in character because that makes lots of sense.
Let's just all break the fourth wall.
Your mate here, I think I'm going to wake him up somehow, and he starts slapping on him. He starts slapping on me.
Someone said they got cinnamon rolls.
No, I don't have cinnamon rolls.
Who's got rolls?
I've got like rolls in
bag rolls.
No,
that was a pretty good stim pack you got there, bud.
Yeah, you really Yeah, you seem to enjoy them.
Yeah, can I have a couple for in the case of the monkey fight we get hurt?
No. Much too good for CERN.
All right. So
you go to sleep and you heal. I get the stim packs.
All right, troops. Let's get going.
Carly, go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Does it need a stim pack? No.
What? Good.
Barbiturates.
No good.
Give the child barbiturates.
Barbiturates. Am I healed then officially out of character?
What?
Not in character. Am I healed then officially 100%?
Yeah, you're 100% healed.
Okay, I'm just making sure I'm
still has
note.
Not taken any.
Yeah, that's damage. Usually reserved for Mac.
What's that?
One.
Taking damage. Or not taking damage.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm pretty Mac off. Mac does take damage.
Yeah, he usually hides them.
Emotional.
He does a lot of hiding.
Because you guys are mean. Bunch of bullies. Even God.
Yeah.
Especially God.
Guys, I'm going to stay back here. I'm not sure how much use... This is Graf. I don't know how much use I'm going to be climbing trees. You know, he takes his cane and clicks on his fake leg. Probably not going to be very much help. So I'm just going to stay here and maybe drink a little bit.
You think you could be more useful than that, Graf? Come on, you're a good guy. Come on.
I'm going to be more useful to myself by drinking, which I love to do.
No, yes. I think you should come with.
I'm not going to, so...
Hey, Graf, how's your throwing arm?
It's not good. I'm old. And I want to not drink. Old.
That doesn't mean anything. You're lighter than everyone else because you're missing a leg. I was wondering if you can climb on Ghost's back.
Yeah, what, are you going to toss me up into the tree?
No, yeah. We definitely want the one-legged geriatric clone trooper up in a tree. This is a
brilliant. Oh, he's not a clone
trooper.
I'm
not a clone trooper. I'm a former pirate, and you know that.
I did know that. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Well, don't forget it again. Or you're going to get this foot up your ass. And he clunks on his fake leg again. In a threatening manner.
Threatening?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Stay here. Jeez.
And as you guys are
bickering, but don't expect any of the money when we kill these monkeys.
Okay. Again... I don't think they said anything about money.
Don't tell Graf that.
No, Graf was there the whole time. And I was the one saying that. Not yet, but I'm gonna be. Now get the hell out of here. Go leave me alone. All right. Oh, I guess Mac will come with too. And I guess Graf is staying by himself.
Hey, we tried. He seemed pretty determined not to go.
He seemed pretty determined to get drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? It's hard to read that guy.
No. He was very clear with what he wanted, and that was to get drunk.
Yeah, but, you know, but on a more real level, it's like he's like, you know, can't tell if he's hot or cold. He seems very hot right now.
All right. So you guys start walking. It's going to be about 10, 15, 20, maybe 45 minutes until we get over there. I'm not really sure. It depends on how good you guys are conversing. So where are y'all from?
Ashik.
Oh, right. Lost. You mentioned that. The tree planet.
Yes.
Well, it was once a lovely map. Did you draw this?
It was once a beautiful place until the Empire came.
And what did they do? Did they cut your trees down?
Well, you can't cut down the trees of Kashyyyk. They're much too big. But they burned the outside of them, destroyed our villages, and took my people and enslaved them.
It sounds like a bad break.
Yes.
You're a bunch of bitches.
You might say that.
I mean, I've kind of been, in a way, you know, like a slave my whole life. I was born to kill. I was born for dying, really.
The clones once defended Kashyyyk until Order 66.
And then what? Did we burn it down?
Yes.
It was a crazy time. I don't remember a lot about it. I don't like to talk about it. And I'm sorry if I enslaved you. No, you know.
Were you even on Kashyyyk?
No.
Nope. Nope.
No, I was not. I've known people who were there.
Right.
Not in character. Who's this character? Who are we talking to again? I'm trying to make sure I keep track.
The leader of the clones, I thought.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I've been trying His name is Zeke. You can call me Sarge.
Sarge.
All right, Zeke. I insist you call me by my full title and not by my name. And it's Sarge. Dr. Sarge.
Dr. Sarge?
No, I'm just screwing with you. You don't have to call me doctor.
You're a PhD?
Oak back there is a doctor. Yes, I am. I'm sorry again that I knocked you out when I gave you the stim pack.
That's all right. You got another one on you?
Maybe, but first you're going to have to get injured, which is going to require you to get out from behind that bush.
This bush has been with me for quite some time since I landed on this planet, and it's been very, very successful in me hiding. My stealth rolls have been very high.
What's a roll?
It's like a cinnamon bun, and most of ours are bad.
Nothing worse than a bad cinnamon roll, you know?
No, exactly.
I mean,
what's cinnamon?
Well, yes, you're right. I mostly ate hardtack. Not a lot of cinnamon.
Wookiees don't eat cinnamon. They don't eat the finer spices.
Well, it is made out of bark. So.
Well, you forgot it is made out of bark. Why? So they would Wookiees eat cinnamon? Would they have a form of cinnamon? Do they eat bark? No, Wookiees don't. Do they?
You know what else is made out of trees? Licorice.
No, that's made out of roots.
Yeah, but that's a part of a tree.
Good. Not if it was part of a plant.
I mean,
like a little bush. Fine. Like that bush that Mac is holding?
Fine. I was just trying to.
It's a licorice bush.
Okay, so you guys start. As you get closer, Zeke sort of stands out in front of you and he kind of throws his hands up in like a commando and holds you back and then makes some hand signals and all of the other clones start crouching in the bush. And then...
I stand up on my tippy toes.
And so everyone is crouching except you three. Because you guys.
No, I'm crouching, but I'm behind... This is my bush right here.
Okay, so you are still behind a bush. A bush that you've carried since you've gotten to this planet. And he starts... It's like, get down. Now, right over there is where the monkeys, the Talos, come from. As you can see, they've built quite a fortress of logs. They are impenetrable.
What?
They it looks like you could easily walk around one of them.
Penetrable.
Oh my god.
Are you guys not able to walk in between things?
We are geriatric, and these are quite sophisticated Talos, and you're going to have to use your imagination. The logs are impenetrable.
How did the monkeys get inside then?
With their climbing skills, which we don't have.
They just, what, they climb the walls?
And the trees.
I'm so lost. I thought there were forts. Forts have walls. They're in the trees.
Oh, they're in the trees, all right.
So, back over here, by at the back of it, they are protected by a swamp. And they live high in trees. It's their home base. And in the front, there is a makeshift sort of log. Impenetrable set of walls.
So there's like some little like log houses and then some fallen
those
over trees.
Those are not houses. Oh. Those are logs. It's a wall.
It's just a bunch of stacked up logs in front of it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we can't get over them before they attack us and throw coconuts at us.
We can't walk around them?
No. I don't know how much I have to say this. No.
I don't understand.
Clearly, you don't understand.
I'm having a very hard time visualizing this.
I can't even believe I drew it out for you. I thought it would make it easier. It's just making it more frustrating.
Yeah, that sounds like...
Well, you drew it as piles of logs that could be walked around. But your words are a contradiction.
Next time you can draw the map. I'm telling you
to use it. Can we just establish you two are not in character, for God's sakes?
Why don't we just go through the swamp?
You can try going through the swamp. It's going to slow you down. But then you're going to go through the swamp and then up the trees.
Yeah.
Okay. We can try that.
Can we climb the walk around the walls?
Yes, it would be quite difficult. We have not been able to do so before. We are jumped on by monkeys and swatted at quite vigorously. They don't.
Will they? I mean, if we're out in front, will they come out and attack us, or like will they stay in there?
If they see us, I imagine they will come after us.
So then, why do we even care about penetrating the fortress?
I say we blow up one of their flings with a stun grenade and shoot the rest as they come out.
What, like set it on fire?
Either that or blow it up with a stun grenade. Or, you know.
I'd like to. So it's like piles of logs just in front?
So
they're impenetrable, yes. Okay. But if we blow so, but I'm pretty sure our stun grenade should be able to blow one up or at least start on fire.
Depending on, yes, you could probably throw some type of grenade over what the if, walls.
No. I want to stealth, sneak up, put my grenade inside the middle of it.
Do you want my
set
bush?
Set it on a timer, and then... Yes, I will actually want your bush.
Yes!
Set the timer, and then come back and watch it explode.
Okay, you want to put it in the middle of the impenetrable wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be... I mean, it can't be impenetrable to a stun grenade. Is it a stun grenade, right?
I do have a regular grenade.
A regular grenade will probably be best.
Yeah, let's do
that. Yeah, I think
we're
we
not
should
trying
probably...
to stun the wall.
You're correct. Your logic is sound.
Yeah, I have one regular grenade.
Okay. We should be prepared that blowing the grenade in a hole in the wall will alert the Talos to our presence.
Yes, that's kind of what I want.
You want them to know we're here.
Yes. Well, then you know. How about this? Can we climb? How about one of us? How about Sarn? You take the grenade in my bush and go over there, light one of their structures on fire. Meanwhile, the rest of us will climb up in these trees and hide, and then we'll blast them
from up high.
From high, they will never see it coming.
They
you know, because we're in their own territory.
So after Sarn blows a hole in the wall, all the monkeys come out, attack Sarn, and then we shoot them while they are pummeling the bejeebus out of the Twi'lek.
No. The bush should be able to stealthily hide
them. I do like the idea of using the Twi'lek as a sort of bait.
See, this is why I wanted Graf to come along.
You were going to sacrifice him to the monkeys.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. I like this plan. Us clone troopers, we will hide in the bush. The bush in the bush. Tree. And then Son, you will go using the stealth bush to plant a grenade to blow a hole.
Yes.
And then what? Then we'll charge him?
Well, we'll wait for them to come charging out first.
To inspect the hole.
To see what happened.
Right.
We'll shoot a couple of them. Dead. And then we'll go charging in.
And then we'll kill the alpha.
Then we'll kill King Talio.
Okay. Sounds good. And Ghost, what will you be doing? I feel like we're underutilizing you. You are a big galoot.
Actually, I'm not sure what weapons I have.
Let's see what you have. Gear and equipment. You have a vibro axe and a blaster pistol.
That sounds cool. How come I didn't use the... Why did I not use the vibro axe against the first monkey?
That's a good question.
You didn't want to kill it. You probably didn't want to kill them, and you've had a change of heart. And now you want them all dead.
I see. I suppose maybe it would make more sense after Sarn blows a hole in the wall to have me standing here beneath the tree, which houses all of you with your blasters, and they will see me when they come to inspect the hole and come running for the base of this tree, giving you all very good shots. And then when some of them, the stragglers, do make it to the tree, I shall cut them down with my axe.
So you'll be a sort of diversion. Bait, even.
Well, like, we need... Sarn doesn't really want to face them in melee. He's not really outfitted for such.
I'm going to set the grenade to go off in, like, 3 minutes.
Right.
I'm not going to, like, stand there while it blows up and have them charge at me.
Right. So you can run back and get in the tree, and then they can come charge at me.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, troops. You heard the man and Wookiee, and let's go get in the tree. And they sort of hop to. And they make a cute sort of, cheerleading pyramid, and they jump into the trees.
They couldn't climb over this pile of logs, but they can climb a tree.
Wow, this is real fun to be poking in the holes of this this plot. Do you want to kill the monkeys or
all right, we're gonna put a thumbtack in that. We're circling back on the way back.
Circling back on what?
To talk about this.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, we can't get in the tree. So no, we're not gonna be able to be shooting from a more advantageous position. Thank you for reminding us. We will just be sitting here on the ground waiting for them to come to us.
Hide behind the tree trunks, at least.
Okay, we will hide behind the tree trunks and
support you. And then when they approach me, shoot them.
Okay. Where will you be, Ghost?
You can assume right here.
Okay, and you're going to be making noise to attract them towards you.
I mean, I guess I assumed they had good sight, but yes, if I have to.
Right, okay.
He is bright white.
You will not be hiding. And
no, I'm standing with like an axe in my hands. Like
bring it on. Come
in. Yeah, and I'm a Wookiee. I can be loud.
Right. And Son, Mac, where will you be? With your bush. No, you won't have the bush. Sarn will have the bush.
I'm already up in a tree.
All right, so you are up in a tree.
Yeah, I'm already up in the tree right where I'm at, and that way we kind of like I'm over here in the right area.
Okay.
Aiming with my, you know what's cool? You never see it in the shows, but I'm actually using the scope.
Okay. Great. I'm glad we have the scope. Sarn does have hunting goggles. I will remind everyone.
Yes. What do the hunting goggles do?
They make it easier to see things. I think
it grants a boost die to something.
Probably to perception checks.
Yeah, that's why I got them, because I need them.
Right. And.
Oh, that's what I want to do. I want to. Can I look at the wall to see if there's a good place to put this?
Yeah.
Put the grenade?
I think that would be an average perception check. If you succeed at that, you can have a boost for the. I don't know. I don't know if I make you roll for the explosion.
Probably not for the explosion.
Check fail.
Failed.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I didn't add my boost.
Roll one boost. And hey. Check fail. Okay.
But I don't have any threats now.
Yes, the advantage would cancel out the threat.
Yeah, so, okay. I perceive nothing.
You did not find an advantageous place to place the grenade.
Okay. All right, I just sneak up to it then.
Okay. You will have to roll a stealth check as you get closer to the... I'll say it's average as well. Okay, you already had the boost. I was going to give you a boost for having the bush.
Oh, no, no, I have one for my stalker.
Okay.
But also for the bush. The bush is very...
Roll another boost. You gain another advantage. So you have two advantages. Fair warning, if you're going to set a timer for this, it's going to be a check for that.
Isn't that like a basic function of the grenade?
No, it would be rigging it up. I don't think a timer is a basic function of the grenade.
I know on the stun grenades they do.
Those detonator things that are in Star Wars, you could like turn the top.
Okay, then
turn the top.
Then it doesn't matter. You can just do it.
Yeah. So I just want to set it for 3 minutes. My advantages are I ended up finding like a perfect little nook inside the wall.
Okay.
To place it. So I set it for 3 minutes and then I don't know, should I run back? Yeah, I run back.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm just going to stand next to Ghost.
Okay.
With my blaster rifle out.
Perhaps a step behind me. I don't want to hit you with my axe.
Well, I don't want to hit you with my gun.
It's generally a more precision instrument, but okay.
I'll stand over here. Actually, I'll stand on the other side. Oh, wait. Before I run all the way back, I take the bush and I shove it into the hole, too.
Hey, Lee, what are you doing with my bush?
So you run back and having left a grenade and a bush.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
That's what Ozzy Osbourne says.
Bird in the hand's worth a grenade in the bush, apparently.
Okay. So, 3 minutes. You guys are just waiting around, looking at each other for 3 minutes.
Yes.
Okay.
I cock and load my rifle.
Like again and again and again.
Yeah. <All right. laughs>
Check my pistol. Put it back. Look over at the clones.
Is this Donkey Kong? It is. Yeah. It's the vulture level.
Alright.
Oh, now I'm into it.
Okay. It explodes. And out come running two of these monkeys. And they are gigantic monkeys. Much bigger than you even remember, although it has not been that long. And they, after the explosion, they run through the hole, come out, give out some monkey primal rage, and looking for where the explosion came from. They see Ghost just standing there.
Like hunched forward, axe in one hand, blaster pistol in the other hand, full on Wookiee roaring, which I'm not going to try attempt in the house right now.
Okay.
I'm a little louder and more ferocious than that, but you get the idea.
Okay. And they start charging directly at you. I will give one PC slot before we roll for initiative. Who would like to take it, or would you like the clones to take it?
Sorry.
One
of them.
Okay.
So wait, we don't get a chance to shoot at them? Like they don't? We don't start combat with them? Shouldn't we all?
Okay.
Or should they just start at long range and then we can all roll for initiative?
Okay, if everybody gets a shot at that one free shot at them, then it may be a very quick battle.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Like if they start at long range and then we just roll for initiative normally, then that at least leaves it up to chance. But however you want to handle it, it's fine.
Okay, I thought that you guys might like to have, because you always ask, can we shoot before we roll for initiative?
And yes.
So I decided to say, let's shoot before we roll for initiative. And then can we roll for initiative first?
Okay. I
trained us too well.
Take an aim, too.
You, okay. So as they...
What happened?
So you aimed as they were running toward you. You took aim at one and shot at probably, like, I'm guessing the frontmost monkey.
Yeah.
Okay. And...
Shoot monkeys.
Doing...
13 damage.
13 damage. Okay. Doing some damage, but... And so he takes a step back. You blast him pretty good, and he keeps charging toward you. And now... Boy,
guys. These guys seem pretty tough.
Now we can roll for initiative.
Rolling for initiative.
All right.
Cool.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh boy.
That's how you spell Talio.
I don't. It can't be pronounced Talio. I don't know.
No, clearly not.
Talio?
Talio.
Talio.
Yeah, like Talo. Salo. Talo.
Thalo.
Either of those. Or like Silo. It's Salo, though. It's kind of Greek spelling.
When I looked at Wikipedia, I think they're only from this game. So.
Oh.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Now I think it would probably be a good time to break before we battle these monkeys.
How many are there? Are there only two?
Well, there's only two that ran out.
Oh, okay.
Can we
do a little retcon and pretend that we asked the clone troopers how many they thought there were?
They don't
have an idea?
Okay. So... They know that there's an alpha there. They know there's probably at least six that live in the pride.
It's okay. Cool. It's better than like 20.
Yes, it is. However, you guys did kill one, didn't you? I was going to say you guys have not killed one yet, but you did kill one.
Yeah, we killed one. Through the unconscious corpse of another, or body.
Well, it was stunned.
Yeah, we don't. We never killed one. We just threw.
No, I killed one.
Sarn did kill one. And then another one got killed by the clones from long range.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it turns out that the one that you threw, Ghost, is the alpha, I'm going to be kind of mad.
The fact that you just said that means that it will now turn out to be true. Knowing God as I do.
Right. He's vengeful.
Kind of a dick.
I don't know if I'd say that. I think he's pretty cool.
No, mostly a dick.
Okay, I'm going to go fill my drink.
All right.
Sarn. Andy. 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 Can you not hear me? Andy.
Yeah.
This is for today.
Is that the Cork one? Or is it the Claw? Or the one that we got?
No, this is their Ewoks.
Yeah, but is it...
I think it says, it says Yub Nub.
Yeah, but did you get your own cork ones, or did you...
Yeah, no, I got my own cork ones.
Oh, okay.
I thought I told you last time that I had gotten the same thing.
You might have.
Yeah. Oh, there's the Bantha, Lewis.
Yeah, then I got this one, too. Whatever that says. I don't
know. I didn't know... For some reason, I thought you guys weren't going to take a break.
No.
Or get refills or whatever.
No, I mean, I'm just drinking my high noons.
Oh, because you're on a diet?
No, because I just woke up and I didn't. You just come back with a box of cereal?
He's a real weirdo. He can't hear us.
No, because I just woke up and I didn't want the first thing to be when I woke up is to start drinking whiskey.
Oh. It wouldn't be the first time.
I think it would.
It'd be the first
time. I mean, probably not, but maybe.
Oh, shit.
All right. Wow, we got the first three slots.
Yeah. So, sorry, I made a big stink about the initiative thing.
Yeah, now his butt hurt. Way to go.
Butts.
Butts, 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 butts.
All right.
Everybody.
I guess you could have radioed the clones asking them how many they think they were instead of, like, retconning.
I suppose.
It wouldn't have been crazy to ask in the middle of a battle.
Wait, how many of these things there are?
Which is me.
Okay, so we just, do we just retcon the retcon?
Yeah, but we'll just say that that happened during battle.
Okay.
All right. You guys had some pretty good rolls for the initiative roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, Mac, you are the first one here.
Yeah, I'm going to take a blast.
You're going to what?
I'm going to blast.
All right.
Hanging from a tree, hanging from a bush.
No, you're not, you know, you're not hanging from a bush. You gave your bush up and Sarn blew it up.
Yeah, I know. I'm hanging in a tree with my new tree bush.
Okay. So you're at medium range?
Yeah.
All right. We'll call that, then that would be, what is that, medium? What is two? I already forgot. Average.
Yeah.
And I then, guess it's medium range.
And then can I take aim? Is that my initiative? Or my, not my initiative.
Your maneuver?
Yeah. Maneuver, that's it. I couldn't do it.
Since you're from up high, you can have a boost die because you have good
advantage. So he gets two boosts then, one for aiming and one for being up high?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, fine.
All right, and then average difficulty?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, how did that fail?
Why did you roll red?
Oh, I don't. That was a mistake. I'm sorry. I actually hit that. I thought I deleted that. Can I roll again?
Yeah.
There we go. It's okay. Like, why did that fail? There's no shit that have failed.
So you were using
what reds weapon? And purples. Yeah, red.
I actually hit the reds instead of the boost.
No, what weapon are you using?
Oh, my range light, my blaster.
Okay, so it's just a blaster pistol, right?
Yeah.
So it's 6 + 2, 8 damage?
Plus a crit.
Was it really?
Yeah, it's got 4 advantages, 3 advantages, it's a crit.
Okay. So you blast one, and...
Is it the same one that Sarn had blasted?
I assume that's the one he was aiming at. Were you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, whatever one it's by Sarn.
Okay.
Because it said it was still going after Sarn after he blasted her, right?
It was in the lead, yeah.
Right, he was up in front.
So I'm trying to save my buddy.
The crit. I guess I would have to roll for the crit. This may say... Oh, no. The right guy. All right, he is off balance. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Off balance.
But I can't click on it to see what it means.
Oh, you can't?
No. It just says I don't have permission.
Add to next skill check. I'm assuming that's supposed to be a black die.
Add a what to the skill check?
A black die of setback.
Oh, setback. Oh, okay.
It doesn't say, but I guess it would be right here. Off balance. Yeah, add a setback to the next skill check.
Okay.
But he's hit. He looks pretty wounded, although he keeps trudging on. But he doesn't look like he's in very good shape after that blaster shot.
Okay.
That brings Ghost up next.
Hey, Ghost, can I do something before you run up and get close with your axe?
Yeah, you can take the check. Okay. Go ahead.
All right, I want to do my quick strike, so that adds a boost.
Okay.
And then I want to aim, too.
What is
at the one strike? That Ghost... It's add boost die to a creature that hasn't acted yet.
Okay.
Or a combatant that hasn't acted yet.
Okay.
And then aim, but I want to aim and shoot at the one that Ghost is going to go after.
Which would be the one in the back?
Yeah.
So not the front one?
Not the front one. Okay. The one on the left, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, real quick, before you do all this.
Sure.
They're at medium range. I'm not even sure I can get into melee range.
You could with the strain.
Okay. Cool, never mind. Keep going.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, shoot at him?
Yeah.
And again, at medium range, so 2 difficulty. Uh, 16 damage. And let's see, advantage is 2, so you do not get a crit.
Nope.
Alright. You hit him. He goes, like, he takes a step back from being hit so squarely in his midsection. But then regains his balance and keeps charging forward.
Okay.
Next up is one of the clone troopers.
Ghost.
It could be ghost. Oh. Yeah, okay, sorry. You guys could flip. I didn't realize that. Yeah. So
Like I said, I just wanted to get that off before Ghost got too close and I might have accidentally shot it.
Yeah, I skipped him in my mind, not flip flop.
Yeah.
But how much damage did you do to the second one?
16.
Oh, okay, that's a lot. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's a PC turn.
Okay. All right. Well, I will charge the one in the back. I'm assuming this one right here.
Yeah.
The one that's to my right.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the first one I shot.
Oh, I see. Okay. Exactly. Well, then I will go here and charge the other one.
Okay. That's the one that Sarn shot at.
So I will go ahead and take a strain to do 2 maneuvers, or 2 actions, or whatever it's called. I think that puts me from medium to close, and then from close to engaged.
Sure.
And so then I should just be able to strike with the vibro axe, yeah?
Yeah. Engaged is always 2. Difficulty.
It's always 2 difficulty? Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Nope.
You do swing the vibro axe, but the Talo is able to dodge. You do have an advantage.
It's off balance.
Further not like off balance?
Not the actual off balance. It'll take a setback when it, or just like even just whatever the, is a setback that's the equivalent of a boost?
Yeah, it's the opposite, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That, like it could take a setback if it swings back at me.
Okay.
Or just makes it more difficult. Another purple die or something.
Probably not that.
Whatever you decide. I mean, okay. It could have faced some sort of penalty.
So it would be 2 setbacks. It would be off balance for both of those reasons. For earlier and for this one.
Different Talia.
Right. No.
The one on the right got the setback.
Oh, that one, that was the one from you?
That was the one that Mac got.
No, Mac shot the first one, which is the one that Ghost attacked, and you shot the second one.
Originally, yeah. they were both to have shot the same one, which is the one that was in front, which we were assuming was the one closer
to me.
Mac. So, yeah.
I thought me and Mac shot the one that's on the right.
No.
And then Ghost was going to go after the one on the left.
The one that was in the front.
That was closest to me, though.
The same, yeah. He said the same one that shot Sarn, yeah. No, I mean, the same one that Sarn shot, yeah.
That's what I said.
So you guys both shot the same one?
Yeah.
I did.
I shot the one that he was going at, that was going after Sarn. He, you know, because you said he shot it, but it wasn't down.
So who shot before we went into...
I did.
Sarn.
Okay, so then you shot twice.
He's shot in twice.
So far, yeah.
And
at two
you
different,
shot
at two di- No, he shot 2 different ones each time.
Before the initiative roll, I shot the one that's on the right.
And then he also shot the one that's on the left.
And then, yeah, and then during combat, I shot the one that's on the left. But I thought that Mac was shooting the one that was on the right.
Okay, I'm confused. So I guess we will just keep going this way and... So which one has the critical injury?
The one on the right.
Okay. So the next up are the clone troopers. Raph, the one in the back, they're at long range. He will line up his, what does he have? All right, so he has a rifle. And he will shoot at the one over by Ghost. Wait, hold on. Which one is Rafe? Okay, this one. Yeah, it's going to be long range. All right, so he shoots and misses.
The stun set?
I don't know why stun setting is
showing stun setting. Doesn't matter.
I think it's just saying it has a stun setting.
Oh.
Although it doesn't say it for the other one, so I don't know why it says that. But he is not shooting to stun. He's shooting to kill.
Okay.
Tojo is next, who is to the side of him. He's going to make the same shot. Succeeded.
Wait.
Woo!
That kills this Talo. And the third one. Oh, Zeke. He's going to aim with his weapon. Oh, Zeke does not have a rifle. So he is going to forego his turn, I guess. That was poor planning.
Cool.
Does he really not have a rifle?
Does he just have a pistol?
He has a pistol, which only goes to medium. So he's, oh, shit! And so he jumps out of the tree and moves one closer, taking one strain. Oh, shit, that was poor planning.
You're a terrible trooper. No wonder you survived.
I'm only the sergeant.
He's the sergeant?
Yeah.
He doesn't... Oh, boy. Listen to him?
Yes. And he jumps out of the tree and moves closer to the battle, so he's within medium range. Let's see. Wait, I hit this
monkey,
one.
Monkey.
He should be dead. There we go. Alright, so skipping that monkey. And this other Talio, which is here to the right... And he's the one with the crit, right?
Yes, the off balance.
So he moves one maneuver closer to Sarn so that he can make a melee. So he rolls his fist at two difficulty and a setback. And misses Sarn. But has four advantages. So he swings at Sarn, and then just since he's off balance, just completely falls on Sarn. So for Sarn's next check, it would be a setback.
Okay.
As this is going on, you guys are starting to see that the Talios are sort of regrouping over by their fort and. There's two more of them. One is a group of two, though. So let's say it's two groups of two. I want to try the minion groups.
So these new things that just came out are minion groups?
Yes. They have not charged out yet.
Is Zeke in close range or medium range?
So he was in large, long, and now he's in short. Because he took two, taking a strain.
Okay.
Oh, it's Jake? JK?
Oh, shit. Jake, yeah. Jake. And he's going to set up his blaster rifle. He's still at long range.
Shooting.
Does, let's see, so that's It's more than one damage. It's a rifle.
Ten.
So it'd
be
it's 10 nine all plus together, the one. Yeah. Okay. Monkey does not look good, but he is still standing.
Is he standing? I thought he fell over on me.
Oh, yeah. He shoots at... Oh, shit, he should have upgraded one of those difficulty. But anyway, he did shoot at you, and now he's damaged, so it was a great shot, but not quite dead. But sort of on his last limbs, or last whatever you'd call him. Last legs.
All right, so now I think Ghost should just hit him in the back with the vibro axe.
Yeah, you have a PC slot at the top.
So is it the one closest to me, or do I have to move?
The one immediately to your right here is dead.
Oh, so okay, great.
There is a little skull. In the top left.
I see it.
It's hard to see. It's hard to see.
I was zoomed out a lot so I could see the whole map. So yeah. No, it's fair. All right, it's fine. All right, well, I'll take... So would that just be one maneuver?
This one is on top of Sarn. So,
okay. Yeah. Would it take one maneuver to get there?
These grids are nice. They're not exactly one for one.
All right, so how far away am I?
It would be one maneuver still.
All right. So one maneuver. There's no aiming. There's no aiming for melee, is there?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'll take a maneuver, and I will attack with the vibro axe.
Okay. Oh, it's a triumph.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Can I cut his head off?
You can do whatever you want. I was just thinking, if you had a vibro axe, you'd be swinging in the other axis, up and down, but you're going that way. Okay. All right.
Swinging across. No, I do, I do a cool maneuver where I'm running at them, and the monkey raises up to pummel Sarn, and I do a pre-spin. So as I'm running, I start spinning, and then backhand horizontal slash, ending next to the sliding a little bit in the dirt, ending next to the monkey, and its head just little blood.
It just rolls off.
It just flips off, from the force of the blow.
And is Sarn now covered in blood?
Yeah, pretty much. Sorry,
arterial
blood just spews. Yes.
Okay, so I guess that one is now dead. Great. Good
job.
So
now he's actually got blood at his eyes, so you'd have to use a maneuver to wipe his eyes or something.
Yeah,
those would be the threats.
Oh shit!
He gets a threat, and I have to suffer.
You guys are on the same team.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. It could happen to me. It would be less effective to me because I'm really only melee anyway. But that's fine. I don't care.
Okay, so now up in front, the other Talos come out from the hole, and they're pretty pissed, I guess. And all right, they're gonna roll to join the combat. Oh god! All right, wow, these monkeys are terrible. They must not be cool at all. All right, that brings another PC slot.
You kill one of the Talios in the vigilance pool.
Oh, I could, yeah. I have. Let's see this one. Oh, it's already marked as dead.
Yeah, one of them left a second.
Yeah. Now it's over.
Okay. All right. I'll take aim from a tree.
From the tree.
And shoot. You're pretty far though, man.
Yeah, you are at long range. So if you want to use your blaster, you're gonna have to use a maneuver to get closer.
Alright. Well I'm gonna use a maneuver, and I'm gonna jump off the tree and get closer.
Okay. So now that the two monkeys are that were closest are dead, you have emerged from the tree/bush, And you are moving closer. And you're going to take aim at, I assume, like this one here, this one on the left.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, sounds good. So roll for your blaster would be two. Two difficulty.
Two. Okay, anything else?
I think you're a swell guy.
Thanks, I appreciate that. And I do one of these.
What is that? All right.
How do you make the blaster noise? How do you make that make?
Oh, yours doesn't make the blaster noise?
My what?
Does your blaster?
No, it doesn't.
That's because I don't think. Boo, do you use weapons or do you go to like?
He's just rolling the ranged light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess I could have gone.
If you go to weapons, go down to like your range or your blaster pistol.
Oh, I didn't even know. I didn't know this was here.
I mean,
why do I not know this?
Okay. So reminding you, there are two on the left and two on the right. So they're groups of two. You do shoot, and let's see. So
since I have two successes, can I have shot through one and nick the other one?
No. There's a group on the left and a group on the right. So they kind of add up. I'm just trying to think of how to explain this. Yeah, you can shoot through one in that group and hit the other one in the group. Advantage.
He doesn't have any advantage.
Oh, so yeah, you can't do anything. So why did you even ask?
Because I had two successes.
No. Why are you trying to get extra for that?
Because I have two successes.
That gives you extra damage already.
Yeah, it gives you one extra damage.
Well, I
think two extra damage.
Well, I just thought I could get a little bit more. I'm sorry.
But I almost gave it to you. I wasn't even paying attention. Shame on you.
Shooting through one character to kill another.
All right.
Classic.
Yeah, well, I guess then fine. Sarn.
I got to, I stand up.
You are covered in a bit of blood.
Yeah, just in like my facial region.
But not your eye region, apparently.
All right, well, I guess I gotta wipe the blood off.
Okay.
Out of my eyes. So I'll take a strain to do that.
All right.
Why take a strain? You don't need to move. You could just wipe the blood out of your eyes.
I had to stand up.
You have to stand up with a maneuver. Yeah. See.
So that I assume that's my two maneuvers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I shoot at the monkey, the Talios on the left.
Okay.
Using my quick strike because they haven't acted yet.
That's correct.
And they're medium?
Yes.
Pew. 13 damage.
All right.
With just one advantage.
What would you like your advantage to be?
That now they are running after us instead of both, or all four of them running towards the clones because the clones are closer.
Your advantage is that they're attacking someone else?
No. That instead of the group of two of them running towards the clones,
uh-huh.
They're running towards us.
Oh, okay. Sure. All right. So
I put them where I want them.
They were not moving yet, although I don't know what they were going to do, but they will start running toward you on their next turn.
All right. Yeah, I just assume that since they seem like they're closer to the clones and Zeke is out there on his own.
Okay.
It'd be better to...
Right. He had to move closer because it turns out he doesn't have a rifle.
He doesn't have a rifle.
Oh, that's so stupid. Okay. All right, so...
Shotgun.
Yeah. Rafe will take a shot at the closest one moving towards you. And he's at long range. He succeeded doing damage to a rifle. Is did you say six?
Nine.
No.
So 10.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's 10.
Wow. All right.
I mean, you can see it up above. It says blaster rifle 9+4.
Okay, so where does it say up above?
On yours.
Okay.
Further back, yeah. Further back in the history.
Yeah, for some reason, their rifle's all fucked up. Okay, the Talio. So one of them dies. He does kill one as they start, as they are running. But the other one is still very much alive and very much pissed.
Yes.
Yeah, he's so pissed.
Which brings up Tojo. His check succeeds as well.
Tojo, we go.
Let's go, Tojo.
Tojo, we go.
No relation. does some damage.
Chugo.
And let's see who's next then. Oh, Zeke.
Which one did Jack shoot?
They were still Tojo. He was still shooting at the one in the front. They were all shooting at the same one, which is just the one in the lead.
Gotcha.
The group in the lead, but which is now just one. All right. Oh well, I guess they're not. They haven't moved yet. Zeke is then gonna fire his blaster pistol. But he's at, I guess, medium. And misses. Oh, shit! He says when he misses.
You did just as much damage with your blaster rifle.
Which is to say zero.
Yes. Right. Though he does get an advantage.
What should his advantage be? His advantage is they now notice one in the front now notice him and starts chasing after him.
Exactly what I did not want to happen.
I guess it kind of undid what you did.
That's fine.
But not both of them, just the one that he shot at.
Yeah.
So, like half. All right. So, let's see, what are these? Oh, okay. On the Taylor's turn, they start bolting towards you, taking strain.
That's the one with two of them, right?
Yes, it still has two. Okay. They take a strain. And then, who's in front? I have Mac in front. So, Mac gets a
turn. That's for me.
Mac's not in the front. Mac's not in front at all. Why am I not?
He's behind a bush.
Yeah, but why can't I control my character? Okay, fine. Then he turns and is going to. No, he fights Mac.
Okay. Can I pistol whip him? Is it my turn anyway? I don't even know what turn it is.
The monkey hasn't even taken his turn yet.
Well, he's got to get pistol whipping, let me tell you. I'm going to pistol whip a monkey.
Look out, man.
Got to get a pistol whip.
He does fists plus four. Wait, so it's fists plus four? What's Sarn? Do you have fists?
I do.
I do too. It's called Desmond and Llewellyn.
2 damage.
Okay, so they do 6 damage to you, Mac. So with your soak, I think you have 5 soak. Yeah. So that does 1 damage to you.
You have 5 damage. Soak, Mac?
Yeah. It's from his padded armor, probably from that stupid fucking vest.
My soak's only 4. Crazy.
Is it?
That's because you need to get a vest.
Your soak is 6.
Oh, mine are.
So oh, so. I have 4. Oh, just the vest. Just my padded armor is 4. Okay.
All right.
And then I have mine too. But look at how poofy my vest armor is. It's like I'm wearing one of those things that go
see
to
how,
like.
Look how poofy it is.
Poofy. Yeah, and what happens if you get shot in the arm?
That's not likely going to happen.
Just get a robotic one, and.
The, oh man, that'd be so cool.
I hope he takes my arm.
The tail of not the monkey, no.
The monkey attacks Zeke. And does seven damage. Ah! Ow! He's hurt.
What was that?
Oh, those fists.
Shit.
They hurt.
Crikey. And that brings up... Oh, Jake. Who is going to shoot at the one that just attacked Zeke. It's going to be an upgraded difficulty because the two people are in engaged. So one difficulty is going to become red.
You could also just say if you fail, you hit your ally. That'd be fun too.
The challenge, so I guess the changing to a red gives an opportunity for a despair, which is the opposite of triumph. If you get a despair, that's what would happen. So it does give a chance for that to happen. But he succeeds and blasts the Talo, the remaining Talo, and it would be 10. Oh, no, not quite dead.
Still not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet.
Not okay. Dead yet. Is it my turn yet?
Yeah. Wait, no, it's top of the top. It could be you.
All right.
You gonna take it?
You want to punch him back?
Yeah, I'm gonna melee him with my gun. Is that a melee attack when I pistol whip him?
Yes, but it would not be from... You would not be rolling your pistol. You'd be rolling your...
Fistle?
Your fistle. I guess that would be melee.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It has to be melee.
Yeah, and it'll be two difficulty because it's engaged is always two.
All right, pistol whip engage. I failed. Fuck this game.
So what happened?
How do you miss?
I have no idea. So I miss because I'm worried about him scratching my face, so I'm kind of like hovering, like.
Yep, I can see Mac doing that. That's a Mac thing to do.
Doing no damage. Ghost.
Yes.
It is now your turn. If you like,
I thought you met a ghost.
Ghost.
All right. Am I already in close combat?
Yeah, it moved closer in the last turn.
So do I have to move to get into close combat, or am I already
combat? No, it had moved towards you.
Oh, okay, cool. Combat is not considered an action, right?
Combat is not considered an action.
Right, you get an action,
a maneuver.
How does this game work again? You get an action maneuver, and then what do you take a strain for?
If you take another maneuver.
So that means we got three this whole time. I feel like we've only been having one, and then taking a strain for a second one.
A second maneuver.
Oh, because the action is combat.
Right.
I see. Okay. Damn. So there's no way to take two actions in a turn.
No, you cannot take two actions.
It's fine.
You can take a maneuver in place of an action.
Right.
You cannot take an action in place of a maneuver.
You can do three maneuvers if you don't fight. I see. Okay.
And still only take one strain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Okay, so Vibro Axe, I guess. Whee! Yay. I have no idea how much damage this thing does, because it says 0 plus 2.
Well, let's see how much damage is under, see if it even matters. Oh, no, we have to look this up.
Oh, boy.
Fibro Axe, 167. Why does it not say what the fucking damage is on this? It's 3 damage. And how many advantages did you have? Any?
One.
Just one. Okay, so it'd be 5 damage altogether. You do whack it, but it's...
This is the worst weapon in the game. This thing only does... This does worse than a blaster pistol?
Yes.
It's an axe! You have to get close. You have to get close to use it. Typically, I'm just complaining. Typically, in game design, if you have to run up to someone in order to use your thing, it does more damage than a gun, in which you don't have to run up into someone to use the thing.
Well, it's probably just not that sharp.
I mean, maybe the vibro makes it cut through things really easy. That's
maybe it's not an axe, just a vibrator.
Apparently, I'm just whacking people with it. It's just bad game design. It's fine. You don't have to change the game.
It says damage plus 3. I need to look what the melee weapon is then. If that's... Maybe it's 3 plus your melee.
Oh, that would make sense.
I'm going to have to look this up. Or melee. When using a melee weapon, users add their brawn characteristic to the damage dealt.
Their brawn characteristics to the damage dealt? Okay, what's my... How do I look that up? My brawn.
Double-click on your character. Your character sheet will come up.
Okay. Brawn 4. Brawn
fairly high.
4.
Okay. Plus,
so I do 7 damage?
Well, plus this, I would think, plus the number of successes.
So 9 damage?
Yeah.
That feels a little better.
It's better than 3. I agree, that didn't quite make any sense. Alright, so then you do actually do some damage on the monkey then.
I mean, these guys have a lot of soak for being monkeys.
After all that resource, you do actually do some damage on that monkey.
They're big, big, big monkeys.
Bigger.
Probably maybe almost as big as Ghost, but not as big. And all right, so Ghost just went, bringing up Sarn.
All right, I take aim and shoot at the monkeys. The one that's close, the one that Ghost just attacked.
Okay.
They're close, right?
Yes. Yeah. So you can. It would be 1 difficulty.
Pew pew. Pew pew pew. 12 damage. Why did you even add the sound effects? I can do my own.
I didn't even think of
like that. Like Ewan McGregor.
I think you're right, Ryan. I got to look into this because how does the blaster rifle do more damage when you're like really close like that? Okay.
I mean, it's just like, who knows how good the game designers are here. It's just generally that's the reward for playing a melee build. It's like, yes, you have to run up. It takes time. You can't stand in the back shooting. So therefore you get bonus, like you do super heavy damage once you get up there.
Well, just, you also open just narratively, yeah. You would think that a big guy swinging a big axe is going to do big damage, but
yeah. Okay. And vibro weapons can combat lightsabers, even so. Yeah, at least they could in Knights of the Old Republic.
All right, moving on. Rafe,
we don't face any of those.
All right, they hop down from the trees and start moving closer, to help out. Oh wait, no, there's still one monkey on
Zeke.
So he shoots at the monkey on Zeke.
Still in the tree?
Jake does shoots.
Wait, Jake's all the way at the bottom.
No, Jake's up. No, he's in the tree with the rest of them. Wait, no, yes, you're right. He's at the bottom of the initiative order, but he's close. Well, I guess it doesn't really matter because they're all at the same distance, even though they're not the same grids away. So yeah, Raph will shoot his blaster rifle.
I thought we said they weren't in the tree.
Oh no, they're under the tree. Yeah, you're right. Because they would have gotten boosts if they were in the tree.
Triumph! Triumph!
Love that one.
He kills the monkey in spectacular fashion. It becomes decapitated. So you guys have decapitated two monkeys now.
And wait a minute, that's a
and a David Spade.
Well,
I feel like that took a. I feel like that took a triumph.
Oh wait, no, he missed. No, so he did. He didn't kill the monkey.
Also, he can't. He can't get a decapitation with no triumph. Oh, he did have a triumph, but he failed.
But weird. He failed. So no, he did not take that. But he did. Let's see.
Blow both of its arms off.
Well, I feel like that would be doing damage, and he doesn't do damage, but he does knock the Talo. I'm trying to think of a way that he can knock the Talo off of Zeke without hitting him. Oh, no. Here's what happens. He grazes the top of his head, which starts a fire in the fur on the top of his head. So he has to jump off of Zeke to put it out.
Now we have flaming monkeys?
Oh, yeah, it's quite scary.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Which brings up Tojo, who's also not in the tree, but close to the tree.
Tojo, we go.
Yes.
Let's go, Tojo.
Shooting at the flaming monkey.
Isn't that what we called Japanese people during World War II?
Flaming monkeys? No.
No, Tojos.
Oh.
Flaming monkeys?
No, I'm pretty sure that's the studio that makes Godzilla films.
Tojo?
I think they just called them.
Or Flaming Monkeys. I'm pretty sure Tojo was in there somewhere.
All right. Bringing up Zeke, who is at close range to this monkey.
Tojo missed too?
With his, yes.
No wonder you guys lost the damn war.
All right. And let's see. So two. Oh, yeah, he's dead. Not 228 wounds, just 28. And now he's dead. So let's see, how do I highlight this one? Yep, okay, dead. We still have one alive, which is going to...
Yeah, I think we have two alive, don't we?
Yep, there's two of them in this group.
Yeah, I don't think we killed one yet for those guys.
No. It's going to attack at Ghost, who hit him with an axe,
just kind of hurt him, but didn't sever any limbs or anything like you'd think an axe would do.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
I am, constantly.
Yeah, and he misses. So
that's a lot of advantages, though.
Yeah. Jake is too far to... make a attack. Wait, he said a lot of advantages?
Oh, yeah, six of
advantages. Let's say he jumps on top of you. You're still standing, so he doesn't knock you over, but he's covering your face.
Okay.
Now, he doesn't like jump on your directly on your face because he's bigger than that, but like you're the top half of you.
Is my axe hand still free, or is that somehow tangled up in the mess?
He's so close that you would not be able to use your axe on him if yours turn was next. So someone will have to knock him off so you can use your axe, because you would be like, I guess you could if you wanted to, but we're going to have to upgrade the, it'd have to be a challenge for you to use the axe towards yourself. Like if you missed and hit yourself in the
head. I wouldn't use the axe. I would just use the pistol. Routine. I would just shoot him in the belly with the pistol.
Oh, I forgot you had a pistol.
Point blank. Whose turn is it?
Jake. So he's not in the tree, as we've established.
I think they should start running into the fort.
You should radio that to them.
Hey, clones.
Aye.
I think all four of you should start running into the fort now.
Okay. And then you see Zeke make a motion like this. We've been waiting for this all our lives. And they just start charging like mad people into that hole that is still smoldering from the grenade.
And Bush.
And the bush is smoldering. Although I think the bush was a
bits of bushes. Yeah. Bits of bush everywhere.
That brings it up to the top of the initiative order. Mac, you are the first.
So, is the monkey still on Ghost's face?
Yes.
Is that the one that was attacking me too, right?
Yeah.
There's two of them.
There's two of
them. So there's one still attacking me and one's attacking him?
That one is not attacking you. They're acting as a group, but one is directly on the upper body, including face of Ghost. So the other one's not attacking you right now.
All right, so I'm going to melee the one that's on his face.
Okay, so you're gonna punch.
At, yeah.
Okay. You will upgrade one of the purples to a red.
One of the purples to a red?
Yeah.
And then bring down a purple?
So one purple, one purple and one red.
Hope you punch Ghost in the face.
Successful!
All right. Successful and no threats. So you punch doing... What are fists you said?
Two.
What?
Two?
My fists are two. Max are probably like half.
All right. Jokes have left the room.
My fistals?
Yeah. So you knock the monkey off a Ghost's face.
There you go. Oh, he's stunned. I can tell.
Oh, he's so stunned. He's stunned. He's stunned by your great fist work.
Yeah, look at it. There you go. I always wanted to punch a monkey off a Wookiee.
So get that off the box. Ghost, it is your turn.
The bucket list.
Mine?
Yes.
So is the monkey's off of me now?
Yes. Yes, Mac punched it off.
Right.
With his
fists. Right. My fists.
Thank you, Mac. Much obliged. What's the monkey doing then? Is it stumbling back? Is it gathering to jump at me again?
No, it fell off your face. It's on its back like a turned over beetle.
Okay.
So I will give I'll let you have a boost for I'm assuming you may very well axe it.
Yeah, I'm going for an overhead two-handed strike.
Okay,
full slidey hand.
I'll give you a boost. I'll give you a boost for him being on his back and a boost for just, I don't know, you being Wookiee rage.
Yay.
And so four advantages. That will be a critical injury. Let's see, is there a critical for...
And eight damage.
Yeah. And eight damage. So you split that one monkey that was laying at it like a beetle. You split him in half.
I roar.
Okay.
Hey, Ghost, how long does it take to get monkey blood off of your fur?
I do not know. I have never killed Talios before. But... or the blood of other creatures. Just generally one bath.
Really?
Huh. It's blood. Not,
what kind of shampoo do you use?
Dye.
He is white.
What's shit? What's bleach? Shampoo?
Bleach?
What's shampoo?
Soap.
What's soap?
That answers a lot of questions, actually. That explains the smell.
Right.
What smell?
Your smell.
Great, Sarn. It's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to run two, so I'm going to take two maneuvers to go closer to the fort.
Okay.
And then I'm going to shoot the one Talio still there.
Okay. You're still close?
Wait,
I think I'd be medium.
Where's the last Talio?
Because that's a minion group. So you killed one.
I see.
So I'd be medium range now.
Okay. Oh, Triumph! All right, 11 damage.
Can I just say I shot him in the heart?
You can, which would induce a critical injury.
You fucking
shot in the heart?
Yeah.
You broke his heart. How about you broke his heart?
With his blaster bolt.
Turns out that monkey had a hand for you.
If it's a critical,
his senses are scattered.
If I'm doing a critical, you got to add 20.
Oh shit! So 86.
Yeah.
Shit.
Compromise. Increase difficulty of all skill checks by one until the end of the encounter. All right. So he is now compromised.
Okay.
All the clone troopers are acting as one. They just keep charging into the Talio nest. They find it empty, and as they charge further, they are straining themselves, and they find the alpha monkey, and they surround it. That takes up the clone trooper's turn. This Talio, who has just been compromised, lunges out one last time at Ghost, the familiar beast foe. Doing 8 damage to Ghost.
Any soak?
So that would be 3, minus your soak, which is 5. It's going to be 3 wounds.
Okay. You already assigned them to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Bringing it to Mac at the top of the order.
Are we going to... Is this monkey in front of us, is he dead yet?
No, he just attacked Ghost.
Oh, okay.
He just punched Ghost.
Mac, I think we should let the Wookiee have fun with this monkey.
Yeah, you guys should go after the alpha. Help the clones.
Help the clones.
Yeah.
All right, well, then do I have to make a bunch of maneuvers to get over there? Or
no, you're right. Plan? You're right on top.
What, of so this monkey? Close. I thought...
No, of the alpha. You're not literally on top of him, but you're close to him.
No, we want to get to the alpha.
Oh, pretty, sorry. You guys are moving...
Far. You
guys, yeah,
he wants the Wookiee wants
this. You guys are at long range, so if you take two maneuvers, you would be within.
It'll be a short range.
Yeah.
Short range.
All right. Well, then I'm going to do that and shoot. Is that good?
Yeah, you can shoot. If you shot, that would be, since you took two maneuvers, then shooting, it would be taking a strain for your extra for the extra maneuver.
All right, so then shoot.
Sure.
Shoot her.
There you go. You finally got the sound effect.
Huzzah.
Doing some damage.
Pew, 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 pew.
7 damage.
Yes.
You shoot the Talo, and It roars, indicating that its soak is over 7.
My soak's over 7!
I think we just pissed this guy off.
I guess I ran out of creativity and just told you what happened instead of
describing
man.
It. If his soak is over 7, then I really won't even be able to hurt him at all, even though I have an axe.
Can you throw the axe? Will it get more? If you throw the axe, does it become like
range heavy?
Range heavy.
Ghost, it is your turn. If you'd like to take it, if the party decides,
I'll use one maneuver. Stay within close range, but kind of just like circle around him a little bit.
What, like in a menacing way?
No, like just to get closer to the alpha for when I dispatch this guy.
Sure.
Okay, and then I will go ahead and just, do my vibro axe thing. Right. And I'll fail. Yay.
But you do have an advantage.
I'm able to turn the momentum of my swing and bring the axe back around into a defensive stance.
Okay, so that would... That would give you a
maybe cover a boost or something,
on your, or a disadvantage to them.
Yeah, of some sort.
Your turn. Okay. Sarn.
I want to shoot at the alpha.
Okay.
And I can't take any. This would be my third one since we moved.
So you're already taking a strain just to shoot.
Yeah.
Yes, it would be the same as Mac. Yeah, so, right. Did you add yourself a strain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oof.
You shoot and miss.
I got a triumph, though.
Okay, how would you like to spend your triumph?
So many triumphs. I miss so bad, but I hit one of, the bigger tree limbs that's over him.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell that it's kind of loose. So I think one more shot to it might fall down.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you loosen a tree and it didn't quite fall down, but it is quite loose. Loose as a goose. All right. So Sarn. All right, Rafe. Zeke is going to move up in the order. And he's going to throw a grenade. Because he had a grenade this whole time.
You said he didn't have any grenades.
Yeah, well, it turns out he does.
He was so shocked that I had a grenade.
Yeah, well...
Oh, listen. No, don't use your fishing grenade. you guys need to eat later.
Well, it turns out we got an extra fishing grenade. I'm just going to throw this. Look out, everyone. How does a frag grenade have 0...
Sure it doesn't.
8. Doing a critical. And... Alright. And everyone is blown back one range band. So now instead of at engage, they're at close. By the explosion. The remaining two veteran clone troopers shoot at the Alpha with their rifles. They're at close range. Tojo misses. And who's next?
This Alpha has so much soak and we can't even hit him.
No.
He did take critical damage, a critical hit, didn't he? From the grenade?
From the grenade, yes.
Oh, what was the critical?
I did not roll for the critical. I should do that.
Right.
Roll.
Rafe did 11 damage.
He is slightly dazed. Okay, and Rafe did 11 damage.
Does it seem like that hurt him?
Yes.
All right. Somewhere between 7, well, 8, and 11.
Aiden, yeah. Well, he did 11, so actually it'd be 8 and 10. Between 8 and 10.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Well, it could be 7.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Although Tiger did say more than 7, so.
He did. Okay. God gave us a little insight to that.
All right. Yes, he was quite lazy. And the Talo uses his fist against the other one, the remaining one against Ghost.
Ghost.
Does
a lot of damage. Wow.
No, that's 3. Not it. Yeah, so it's just 3? Because fists are 2?
Well, my fists are 2. I don't know about the Talo.
Who knows? So it's not even enough to pass your soak then.
Are we reaching the same? He had 6 advantages.
Yeah, but advantages doesn't... That has nothing to do with... It's the number damage. Of successes that determines the...
Damage.
The damage.
Oh, right. My bad. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Back to the top. Mac.
Oh, wait. Did he roll... He didn't roll setback or anything. Tiger.
Yeah, and he's compromised.
Okay. Compromised. Well, he didn't do any damage anyway, so can he, you want, like...
It's fine. Okay.
Jake, the remaining clone trooper at the bottom, shoots at the alpha.
Oh, I'm shooting the monkey.
And misses.
Oh, son of a bitch. You guys suck.
Yeah.
The reason they weren't able to fight the monkeys without us.
Yeah, right? Even though I missed last time, too.
The monkey,
we've surrounded this guy. He's not dying.
We've still killed, like, 5 monkeys or something, though. Something ridiculous.
Right. He lunges at Zeke.
Poor Zeke. Bye, Zeke.
And does...
Actually, he only does 3 damage.
He always does 3 damage. These monkeys need to be rebalanced.
Melee just seems to need to be rebalanced in general.
Or maybe I just need to learn how to do this.
Actually, wouldn't you add there... Didn't we talk about this? Or shouldn't you add brawn? So if the fists are 2, that's +2. So meaning you also have to add brawn to it. Just like with my axe.
Oh, that would make more sense.
Kind of shitty that fists are +2 and my axe is +3. It just means, I guess, vibro weapons are not actually very good.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense. Because then, yeah, that's way more damage. So Zeke gets punched really good. Oh. All right. That was Zeke getting punched. Mac.
Right, I'm blasting a monkey.
Aim first.
You got it, dude. I'm aiming first.
All right, so that's a boost. And you are at what range are you? You're at medium.
Yeah, he didn't get blasted back by the grenade.
No, I've been hiding by the. I've been hiding by their houses.
By that burning bush.
Their burning bush. All right.
All right,
with the boost, yay. 7, damn, only 7. Doesn't do anything. Oh, he got a crit. He got a crit, though, so.
Right.
3 crit.
All right.
So he's got 2 crits on him now.
Wait, what? Right. Why? He had the existing one. What did the slightly dazed even do?
I'm sure we forgot.
Okay. I'm sure you didn't read it.
Slightly dazed. The target is
just... He got slightly dazed twice.
But it's +10 for the second crit. So what was it?
65.
75.
So 75, which is... Hamstrung. Loses his free maneuver until the end of the encounter.
Oh.
So...
Okay.
All right.
That's like a lot less mobility.
Yeah. Ghost...
All you gotta do is keep backing up and shooting at
it. Alright, I'm going to circle around again. And, swing the shitty axe.
All right.
So that's, let's see, 3 + 4 + 2. So 9.
You split, now you split this Talo in half.
Yay.
Oh, then you have it. Do you think the clone troopers would eat them?
Yes.
They might.
You might want to ask.
I mean, they lost their last fishing grenade.
Yes, we will eat him. Do not eat him.
Well, there's a lot of carcasses. I'm sure they'll have plenty to eat.
Yes, we are out of fishing grenades.
Zeke, why don't you worry? Zeke, you should worry about surviving this encounter.
Good advice.
All right, my turn?
Yeah.
Sarn's turn?
Sarn's turn.
All right, I'm going to flip a light side point.
Awesome.
To say that with that tree that's hanging above,
okay,
I see that there's just one vine that's holding it up.
All right.
So I want to shoot at that vine to make it fall on top of this alpha.
Okay, that is gonna... I like that. What I'm thinking is I'm trying to decide whether it's going to be average or difficult.
I would say it's
pretty... If the alpha was at medium range and this is up, trigonometry would say that it should probably be long range. Sorry.
Yeah, and I want it because the vine is not that big. So
I'm not as worried about the distance per se, just how hard it's going to be to hit that vine.
He's a good shot.
So 2 difficulty and a setback?
How about, or upgrade one of the purples to a red? So it's not quite the same as adding another difficulty, although I don't know mathematically how that works out.
All right, well, then I'm going to aim, obviously, so I get a boost.
Sure.
No whammies.
Whammy. But you get... You get 4 advantages. So I will say
The clone troopers see what I was doing.
Okay. So the clone troopers totally see what you're going for, and they decide that that's a great idea, and they're all going to try it.
Why did you make that sound bad?
No, it's not bad. It's a great
idea. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
It's a great idea. So they're all going to start shooting at this vine. Which will be 1 purple and 1 red. Check failed for the
and first. A triumph.
And a triumph?
There's so many triumphs today.
Okay, so they see him miss, but they see exactly how he missed and are able to adjust from that shot, giving them a boost. The next clone trooper, who is Tojo. who again misses. And so bringing up Zeke, the advantage again, he's able to further adjust his shot.
Hey, Zeke, hit the damn vine.
Oh, good idea. Great advice, 2 boosts.
He got it.
He hits the vine. The log comes crashing down and completely flattens the alpha Talo. And he is very dead.
Sarn checks his pockets.
I'm rooting through their houses next. That's what I'm doing. Let me tell you what. But these monkeys got something good in there.
Probably got tons of fission grenades.
Great job.
Yay.
You killed the alpha.
We didn't lose a clone.
We didn't lose anyone.
All right.
Thought for sure we were going to lose a clone.
Yeah.
No, I was really hoping you'd lose a clone.
Thank you.
We did it.
You killed all of the monkeys.
This is gonna be so deep into our lore.
We're gonna be talking about this for ages.
I hope so, because it felt like it went on for ages.
Yeah, can we get some experience for that battle?
Oh yeah, for sure. I forgot to mention. Yes, you will be rewarded handsomely in the experience department next week. So let's just go 15 across the board.
Yeah.
And maybe take a look and see what you want. I know some of you have experience you have not spent, so it's going to be quite...
Is that listed here? Just curious. I think I know what I have.
XP? It's not, XP. I don't know that it's in Foundry.
Okay.
But do you have it written down?
Do I have it written down? Yes, I do. Okay. I don't have it in front of me, though.
I think I have... I'll figure it out next week.
I'll try to get it to you in the next couple days, so maybe you guys can take a look.
I'm pretty sure I have 25 XP with tonight, but that's why I was just double-checking, because I didn't know if it... It says everything else on this thing. I didn't know if it had that, you know?
It has the ability to, but I have not been keeping up in Foundry.
Oh, okay.
Who are you, Mac? I have you at 10 XP, so yes, you would be at 25. Okay.